Hello guys, good morning. This is Abel from ESL, a student's podcast. Are you interested in learning English? Hang in there, and you will be proud of yourself when you finish your ESL class. When I was starting my English ESL class, I used to pronounce words improperly and the students glancing at me. I was impressed and went in to quit the school. Another thing is that I found the difference is that here in Canada there is a punishment called timeout if you are misbehaving. But in Eritrea there is punishment usually occupied by yelling and beating with sticks. That is the way of our teachers or parents show how they care and wanting the best out of every student. My advice to newcomer in Canada is that opportunity provided by the government is everyone has the chance to succeed much the same as we enjoy the freedom. Persistence and hard work can help us to enhance our language skills and other professional skills that can help us to fit to the Canadian community.
My advice for newcomers is that with the opportunity provided by the government of Canada, is everyone has the chance to succeed much the same as we enjoy the freedom. Persistence and hard work can help us to enhance our language skills and other professional skills that can help us to fit to the Canadian community. Lastly, I would like to thank my ESL teacher that helped me to improve my language skills and for the new experience I gained throughout the academic year. Now I am more confident to speak English than when I first came to Canada. I'm hopefully and looking forward to overcome the challenge of language barriers. See you guys with my second opposite. Thank you. Have a great day.